Saturday to March, for God's sake, and spent like $20 on a lift to get downtown. You know me, that's insane.
That is insane. I went to that march too. It really was inspiring. You know what we didn't do is we forgot to administer our quiz on the book.
Fuck. Yeah. Well, okay. Please, do the honors.
All right. I've written just a few quiz questions. Mm. Perhaps we'll see if you can answer them.
Okay. All right.
What is the best piece of mind-boggling misinformation about women? A, wandering uterus. Mm. Remember that? I liked the idea of the wandering uterus just because it reminds me of a Gilbert and Sullivan song. Wandering happily through the body. B, the internal penis.
Yes.
Who doesn't enjoy that?
Classic.
C, women don't even want to vote. And D, flibanserin.
Flibanserin, yes. I'm going to say E, all of the above.
Well, that wasn't a choice, but yes, I think that is a good answer.
Fantastic.
All right, next question. What was the most effective doctrine of hatred against women? A, the laws of Urukagina. I don't know if you remember those. Those are the first gender-specific laws, meaning that only women could commit adultery. Mm. That was a big step forward in terms of eating shit.
Right.
B, the Code of Hammurabi, in which if your wife was raped and you were a man, you had property damage. Also a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
C, the law of coverture, which you may recall means that a couple equals one person and that one person is a man.
Correct.
And D, the rule of thumb, which means that if you're going to beat your wife, you should try and use the stick.
Please,
smaller than your thumb.
This is a tough one. I'm going to say E, all of the above.
Well, that wasn't a choice, but I'm going to let you have that one because I think that's also very good.
Great.
All right. So you're doing very well on this quiz.
I am, yeah.
Next question. Which culture had the most hateful religious laws used against women?
Okay.
This is going to be a tough one.
All right.
A is the Analects of Confucius, which you may recall had things in them like, when walking, don't turn your head. When talking, don't open your mouth wide. When sitting, don't move your knees. When standing, don't rustle your skirts. When happy, don't exult with loud laughter.
Mm-hmm. Who could forget that classic banger from back in the day?
Yeah, it really would be a good song lyric, wouldn't it? It does sound like that. B, Thomas Aquinas, for his classic, Woman is Defective and Misbegotten. The production of woman comes from a defect in the active force.
Mm-hmm.
C, the Vedas, credited to the Brahma, which brought us Ashvamedha. You may remember Ashvamedha.
Yes.
Everyone loves it. That's where the woman has to fuck a dead horse.
Mm-hmm. Or the last 2 years of my marriage, for example.
Or D, the laws of Manu, which say, among other things, that a woman shouldn't be independent, even if she's alone in her own home.
Mm-hmm. This is another tough one. I'm going to have to go with E, all of the above.
You got that right, even though it wasn't a choice. It's a choice.
Fortune favors the bold, all right? I'm a maverick, just like John McCain.
Fortune does favor the bold. That's so true. And lastly, who had the worst beauty ideas? This is a very, very tough one as well.
Okay.
A, the Egyptians with crocodile dung makeup.
Mm-hmm.
B, the Elizabethans with lead, which poisoned Queen Elizabeth, who had an inch and a half of it on her face when she died.
Mm-hmm.
C, the Victorians with lead and poisoned mushrooms, which went one step further than just the pure lead and gave women the ability to look like they were suffering from some sort of a bad disease and had the vapors or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very popular. The men loved that.
Sure.
And D, the Kardashians with face contouring. Something I think you know a little too much about.
Sadly, yes.
You leave like a stain everywhere you go from all the face contouring.
I'm going to say D, because it's more time consuming than the other options. And time is money, Meryl.
Really, you think the Kardashians more a worse beauty idea than dying of lead poisoning? Well, maybe you're right.
It takes two hours a day to put that stuff on.
Yeah, the
Who
lead
the
you
time?
could just spackle
throw some
it on.
Yep, throw some lead on, and it stays for days. By the way,
yeah, it kills you. But on the other hand, why live?
an excellent point.
So in closing, you better fucking vote from now on, dear listener, or so help me God, I will start a GoFundMe to supply Megan with eggs so she can do to your house what she did to that Mormon church when she was in high school. Do not test me.
The indignities of being a woman. Enslave the sheep who oversees the cradle, the ladle, the broom. The atrocities of history belong to those unfortunately born to be a man with a womb.
Man with a womb.
Ba-ba-ba-boom!